Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of The Chat Trap.
Yes.
And welcome. Today we have a bunch of guests today. It's gonna be fun. We have Mohammed. Welcome back. It's been a while since we last heard your sweet, sweet, sweet Fulani voice.
What?
Why?
What?
Okay, and then we have Andy, as usual. Andy's nuts up in here. We have Ike, Victor, Bill, Andy Samson.
Yes. Andy's nuts in you.
Ah. Andy, buy me dinner first before you put your nuts in me.
That's where we
are.
What?
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 Homie! And then we have Oge and Samantha.
Happy to have you guys back.
Yeah, Oge is a hitter, man.
How?
Wow. And then we have a special guest, Hillary.
Hila boy.
Hila day. How you doing, man?
I don't know why you can't see you.
No one can see you.
Fuck guy.
Okay.
Having weed withdrawal.
All right, guys. So for today's topic, we're going to be looking at.
No, he did forget.
I did forget Sam.
Skipping.
See, I'm telling you guys, stop eating that cake they're giving you. It's not good.
Ikenna, I've told you stop eating food from dusty bitches.
They put Kedi in the hospital. Now it's giving you.
Wait, Kedi was in the hospital.
Yeah, he had to take drip.
Wait. In all fairness, you said the jollof rice made sense.
It's not that jollof rice made sense. That addressed it.
Samantha, share your hair.
We told you. I know I told you.
We told you.
If the jollof rice makes
sense,
we will risk it. So for our topic today, we're going to be looking at our fights in a relationship. A good thing. So, we're going to be looking. So, we're going to start from Oge this week. Yes, Oge. No, we didn't start with you.
We started with Paris.
So, this time we're starting with you, Oge. So, Oge, go.
Okay, so when you say fight, what kind of fight are you going to
do? Verbal, please. Physical altercations are not good in any setting.
Well,
it depends on the context of the physical altercation.
No,
exactly.
No,
but
no.
Can lead to physical.
Now, listen, if it's consensual, in the bedroom.
Victor, those are not physical altercations. Those are sexual. That's sexual congress.
Yeah.
That's physical altercations.
Okay, let's hear. Maybe sexual.
Sexual congress, right? No, it's awesome. We should use it more.
Let's hear.
Okay, please, let's go.
Verbal fights, I'm all for it. In the sense that most times you get to know your partner better. It's all about misunderstandings that you resolve and you get to know the person better. So yeah.
What if the fighting leads to the end of everything?
Hmm.
Let's say steady fighting in the relationship finally leads to the end of it. Why not
steady fighting like daily?
Yeah,
daily.
No. Exactly. Then isn't it a little bit toxic at that point?
It's toxic, yeah.
Then why don't people just jump out once they can inhale the toxicity?
Wait, how will you inhale?
How will you know?
That's what I'm saying. Like once you can see that the fights are steady and keep.
Yeah, but then again, you're still agreeing with her because the fights are showing. Like she said, that
fights are showing
reveal
signs
to you parts of your partner's character. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the fights keep showing you the things that your partner would be hiding.
Reasonable or unreasonable?
Both.
Okay, wait.
So
answer.
You can know what you're dealing with.
I want to ask you a question. Me, I don't know anything about relationship. So I want to ask, please, what causes fight in relationship? Me, I know what fight
it's
is outside.
Give me an example.
Hold on. Yeah. Go ahead.
Let's start with Samantha, please.
Most recent.
For example, yeah. You are still talking to girls that like you used to fuck with, and I mean that literally, as in fuck with them. That's a shallow reason to start a fight.
Yes.
You're talking to somebody that used to be under you, on top you, over
what
you.
What if we're really good friends?
What if she was behind
no,
you?
No, as a...
Wait, Bill,
can you tell us what you get?
What do you mean by that?
I mean, you were already using the terms on top.
My opinion is that on fights, like, how do I put it back? I feel like there are some things that shouldn't be worth fighting over, like if you ask me. Like, just because someone is talking to a girl that they used to, you know, have sexual congress with.
They don't talk past 11 o'clock. Sorry, they don't talk before 11 p.m. They talk at 11 p.m. to like 1, 2. I remember maybe, nothing good happens after 2
years.
Wait, hold on. You said 1, 2. He stopped at 2.
Wait.
You said after, nothing good after. All is fair in love.
All right, guys. Samson.
What?
I want your take on this because Samantha gave a very good specific. And I want to hear what your take on specific, sir.
Huh? Oh, wait.
Wait, what do you mean by take on specifics?
This specific of talking like with someone after
no, she said 11 p.m. Yeah, after 11 that 11 p.m. I was like, okay.
Okay, so.
But seriously. Because there was a situation where I sent somebody because I slept early and woke up very early. And I saw a message that I had not replied. So I replied by 4 a.m. And it did not sit well with her husband at all.
This was it.
I was like, oh my god, she sent me a message. And I didn't reply. Let me just reply now and go back to sleep. Five, six hours later, I'm just doing chores. I just received message. That message you sent, it caused kasala. That's why we almost don't carry our children, go school. Say, ha. And all I did was reply an innocent message that had to do with whether I'm buying bed sheets for my new house or not.
Bed sheets.
I don't go sleep with bed sheets on top of my bed again. What's your problem?
Hold on.
I personally feel that having fights in your relationship is healthy.
If you don't fight,
you will break up in 2 months.
Yes, now, but wait, I'm not saying
you guys should fight all the time.
Mm.
If you fight literally every day, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
There's a root cause.
In fact, if you fight every week, it's a problem.
No. Every week you should. No.
My opinion. My opinion.
Every week. There must be something to hash out every week. If there's nothing to hash out, the root causes of the problem have been settled. Like if you're no longer texting the bitches, then we won't have
problems. It's an example. It's her example.
Okay, now this topic is very, very, very intense already. So what I'm going to say now is, fights are very important. Fights will always be important. Because one, for me, I feel like once in a while, there should be that push and pull.
Give us a scenario
in
your life.
I like that.
Actually, yeah. Let me tell you something now.
Yeah. Okay. In a situation whereby, you're trying to help somebody out. I'm trying to help somebody out. And then, eventually, the person now, misreads your intentions. She or he might get offended. Let me give an example. Back in school, so I was dating my girlfriend, and then she was like, I think she was having a problem with her ATM or something like that. And then it got swallowed. So that day was, now this is the problem now. It got swallowed, and then that day she was also having issue with, a departmental staff. Yeah, in specifications, what do you call this course? This elective entrepreneur.
Oh, okay. General course.
Yeah, for it was general course at point. So I think she had issue with that one lady like that, and she was now trying to fix it up. And me, I was like, okay, you know, let me just try and comfort you.
You know,
understand? Hey. I'm trying to help you out and stuff. Oh, she carried the anger upon top me, oh guy. I said, I'm trying to help you out now. I'm trying to just suit the whole situation down. But definitely in my head, I was like, yeah, actually, this one is needed because I'll get to know your weaknesses, things, how I can try and solve that problem and all that. Kind of words that...
For me, pass anger to me.
But the way it happened, right?
Hmm.
The words that came out,
God damn.
Bro, couldn't just complain.
bro. And you know, that's literally.
And you know, that's another thing. That you're sitting there at their worst. but it also gives you the opportunity to have self-control as a guy. Because there are some guys that have, but you think they touch. Bitch, I've had an experience of that whereby
our brother,
not this brother, another brother. Yes. I'm name drop. Yeah, this actually happened. You know the brother I'm talking about.
I'm name dropping.
What happened? No, not Victor. This is what happened in our class.
In our class, I will remember.
What happened was this. What happened, right? Okay, I was actually on earpiece. I think they had an issue, and she was.
Okay.
They had an issue, and then next thing I heard was.
Everybody was like, you know. Wow. Like,
yeah. No, it was that serious.
In the class.
It felt like two guys were literally like punching themselves, like UFC or something like this.
Will you stab people with pen? I'm like, ha.
And it was actually, and the guy, you don't actually believe that guy has like anger issues. The guy was literally quiet.
Yes, he was very quiet.
Very calm. If they tell you that this guy did this thing, you'd be like, oh, boy, it's a lie. Never.
See, all the times I've seen it.
Okay, let's get back on track.
Let's get back on track.
Most people, whenever people say, oh, he's always quiet or whatever.
Yeah, he's very dangerous.
We have watched Mindhunter.
He's a killer guy. He has head in his fridge.
When you're insanely quiet, stuff like that. The thing about serial killers is they don't know how to act like people. So they like pretending to act like people. So the thing about anger and people always trying to push to find, you don't know who you are dealing with. Yeah. I'm not saying that you should carry it in your mind that you're dealing with a serial killer or you went to go and fall in love with a serial killer. But that'd be very unfortunate.
Okay, let's get back on track. Mohammed, you've been in a few relationships in your life. So are you forced, definitely?
Wait, why did you say a few?
Okay.
Yes.
Who wants to be in plenty? I used to be. So give us an example. Tell me the one that led to the end of the relationship. What's the fight that led to the end? Let's know. Let people know so that they will avoid that, you know.
That kind of okay. Fighting because
this,
a boyfriend
this actually sounds very long and convoluted, but
short
version is she had a boyfriend elsewhere.
You were angry about somebody texting bitches. That's not a whole other relationship.
Wait, is that real?
Yes.
Oh shit.
She
I found out and I told her that it's either she like ends it with him or be with me, like just end it. She was like, okay, no wahala. She then uses his phone to call me the next week.
Savage.
Then says that she has to break up with me, blah blah blah. I'm like, okay. I was like, I'm cool, I'm fine with it. She calls me later of the evening and says,
with whose number?
With her own number. Okay. Like, sure, I hope you're still there. Like, coded what? Like, and she just wanted to use this phone so that the guy, her boyfriend, would like be not suspicious.
Fuck?
Like, I wasn't fucking joking.
Yeah,
like,
no. This one actually like, gets me. There's some kind of small details that get me.
How did you put it? You want to open another branch?
So she was in one happy relationship and she didn't
hold
up.
Okay, hold on, wait.
That's not the fight.
Hold on, wait.
So what was the fight? This wasn't the fight.
Okay, yeah, the actual fight was I had a friend in Lagos.
What city did you meet this girl?
I was in school, I was in Benin. But she's from Lagos. She's from your state, from Cross River.
Don't point fingers.
From I have a question from Cross River.
It's not by Cross River. So you went to Cross Riverium.
So from Cross River. So she's from Cross River. She lives in Lagos. Her school's in Benin.
That's not Cross River.
Must be nice.
Cross River. Sorry, where
was she failed?
Cross River.
That's why she failed. Was she failed? Get to the fight.
Wait, Lucas.
You see tribalism thrown up and down. Yeah. Look at
okay, the actual
all of you will burn at the stake.
The question I have to tell you, whichever you see South South women, avoid them.
Look at this other is talking.
She's a Cross Riverian. And she's just looking at she's not. The one you're looking at me like that.
Because you are saying some tribalistic shit.
Let's get to the fight.
The actual fight. I had a friend that came over to she came over to she wanted to come over to school to see me. And this is somebody that we have a lot in common with. So like a lot of anime, comics and stuff. Hell, she even draws and stuff like that.
Hi, talent.
Wait nah. So she comes over and she wanted to come. I even asked my girlfriend because she was around and she was about to travel. I was like, okay, my friend wants to come over and she just wants to come over for the day. Mm. Like, she's just going to be around. As you're even traveling, so she can even follow you and be going. Mm. Then she now came over. As she came over, see my girlfriend coming to mark her territory.
Wait,
no, she didn't literally pee there.
Nobody, no. Like, but essentially when women want to mark their territory, they will not start. They are not touchy before. They will not be like, hello, how are you? How is everything? And she's like kissing you and this thing. You're looking down now as if you don't used to do it.
You have marked your territory before, Samantha. Fix your eyes.
Me.
Yes.
Me.
Yes.
Okay. I'm an alpha female. Why not?
That is our babe.
Okay, Mohammed, continue. Get all right.
So,
chop. Let's go.
She was traveling to, I think, was it Ogun State for one of the video show or something. So she was not like, okay, you know what? Let her stay over and like just keep you company till I come back.
Wait, cool. A girl is keeping you company while your girlfriend travels.
Yeah.
Child, she went to our other relationship.
But wait.
Yeah, but she went to our other branch.
He didn't know. So this one is on him.
But
there's a question.
So we chill for like 4 days. Nothing actually happened. Yeah, but nothing actually happened because she's
Mohammed,
my friend.
You're a good man.
Wait, nothing actually happened. So she comes back. As she comes back, she enters the house. And I heard the funniest shit I've heard in my entire life. I say, this room smells of sex.
No, this guy's not. I've heard that before.
No, but it's funny because nothing happened.
Yes,
so she said, then she started fighting. We got into arguments. And for the fact that, okay, this my girlfriend has stayed at a guy's place for a while. I did not feel comfortable with it, but she never this thing. But my friend just came over for like 4 days and nothing happened.
It is easy to get two relationships.
That's true, Sha. What she now did was she went out, she got angry, and she went to go and stay with one of her friends. She was now sending people to come and collect shit from the house.
Wow.
So throughout all of that, then that's when I found out that
she had a boyfriend.
She had the second branch.
No, she had main branch. Let me be second. Let me be branch.
Let me be second branch.
Main branch.
Wait. What I want to really know is that. Prior to all that, like, were you guys always fighting or just like?
Yeah, we were always fighting.
Like when I say always. No. Before, I'm saying before, like before the whole incident, before everything.
Yeah, we were fighting.
Well, like how often? How? Don't answer that question.
No, don't answer that question. No,
we always fighting.
Like, how often? How often? Hold on, wait.
He has a point. I actually have to know the answer to that question. Was the sex good?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's the point.
It really wasn't.
That's what I want to find out.
Sorry, you were always quarreling. The sex was made. What were you doing?
Wait.
Because I know.
How often in a week? How often do you guys fight?
In a week, we used to fight. I can't remember. It was such a long time ago.
But the estimate
frequency at least once or twice a week.
Hang on. So I have a question. You guys always fought.
Twice.
Wait, Bill, hang on.
It's too much.
You guys always fought. The sex was made. At some point, you obviously didn't see a future with this person.
You really should
what
have
were you still doing there?
That's what I was trying to say earlier. Like,
okay, let me give you the reason.
Are we turning this thing into a therapy session for me?
No.
Wait.
I just have to know
this. What best like about her that made you stay?
Wait. It was more or less a situation where I just didn't want to be alone. I was afraid of being alone. And I was younger.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, that's perfectly fine.
Are you touching my shoulder?
Get on school. Hillary,
you are the one I want to know now.
We need to. What's here from you?
Tell us You've been in a relationship.
Tell us. I'm sure you know fighting.
You haven't. Yes. So you're like me. Oh yeah. On to the next person. Who is next?
Okay. Wait. I'll say something. Yeah.
What's the question?
Hold on.
You've been in a relationship, right?
Yeah.
Have you fought in a relationship? Like.
Definitely not.
Good. Like, how was it? Tell me a story of a fight. That's what I want to hear.
Well, there are plenty. I can't like.
Tell me one that takes the cake.
There's one that I remember because of Valentine. Every Valentine I've ever had in a relationship sucks.
No, same here. So
weird.
Then
this one.
Something else. So that means anytime you experience Valentine night, it just gives you a recap of things.
Exactly. Like how trashy my past Valentine's has always been. So like we were supposed to go out.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a location, everything was planned and stuff. So I told her, this is where we're going to go, this is the time we're going to get there. So she was already there. I wasted time. Mm-hmm. My boss driver came with a shitty car.
Mm-hmm.
The car broke down on the way. So well, by the time I reached there, it was like 3 hours later. Yeah, she was there.
Ah.
So I was trying to apologize.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like, to me, I felt at that point, at that moment, I felt like she was overreacting.
You're an idiot.
Wait. He was young and blah blah blah. The same thing. I was young and foolish and stupid and dumb. Thank you very much. I don't know why you are now picking on me. So by the way, you get so like I was trying to apologize, but my childish mentality was like, oh, this girl is overreacting. You get. Then she told me that the reason why she stayed was because she wanted to claim me.
Damn.
She
would have just,
yes.
You understand?
Yes.
3 hours.
So like that whole day was messed up. We're just walking around the mall and. Like window shopping and stuff, but we're just like, I'm just walking and she's walking on her own, and we're just seeing lovebirds doing. I felt like pushing one guy off. Why are you so rubbing the shit on my face? You get something like that. So like, I feel like fights are needed. You need that fight to know the person, the kind of person you are with. But at the same time,
yes,
there are some verbal fights that can be so like. Aggressive and you can. It almost feels like
you can tell. You can tell from the way they
fight. There are some reasons for fights. I would still say that like, there are some reasons that I don't think people should fight. Like texting bitches that used to fuck. What the fuck?
No, let me
like,
text you.
Give me a better
excuse.
Why are you saying that? I was thinking you were joking, but are you actually serious? Because how would I be dating you?
Thank you.
And then you're texting another babe.
Don't like
after 11. Let's not go.
4 a.m. Why is that time to be serious? 4 a.m.
Hold on.
Let me say something. My wife is like, if I should meet a girl and we are like in talking stage, because I believe in this talking stage, I have to know who you are before I say I want to get into a relationship with you. Yes. We're in talking stage. Then I know that you and your ex are still friends.
No, okay.
Like friends and like tight friends.
Fuck your ex.
Like,
and if your ex and make a call, come make me say your ex now. Test what you chop. Kai.
No, guess what? When you don't even know the ex, like her ex, nothing concerns you and her ex.
Mm.
It's just one guy.
Yes.
So she's not like this is my ex, and you don't know the person at all. But you and like that girl and her ex are very very close. That's like one big red flag for me. I'm not saying it's something that will make me like pull away or something, but it's a red flag. So if I'm in a relationship with you and you are still chatting with that person, I see that 11 a.m. you are chatting, or sorry, 11 p.m. you are chatting with that person. If I 11 a.m. sir, early in the morning,
why are you chatting with your ex?
11 a.m. is not early in the morning.
Nah, I don't give a fuck. I don't want you talking to your ex.
See, I'm just going by the
Except if I meet your ex.
Okay, so there's something I want to do.
The flag is as red as Canada's.
Everybody must cast us. Wait, hang on, you guys. So.
Relationship.
No, serious altercation. Because
I'm a passive aggressive
person. You know, I really don't like passive aggressive people. Passive aggressive people, they're like,
you know, it's not like I hate anyone or anything, but I wish you'd die, you know. Like,
Right there. See, do you know I don't like passive aggressive people? I'm very obtuse as a person, so
this, whenever people are being passive aggressive towards me, it gets, it goes over my head. I will not notice. And you keep boiling at me. Even see, even
we
if you're not boiling.
Boil. It's just like you do something and I let it go. Mm-hmm. But I mean, there's this invisible cup where it just keeps piling up. The day it gets full, I'll have your time.
That's why you should fight more.
I don't trust people who are that vindictive.
Me, I don't know the word to use. I don't want to say I'm very passive aggressive, but at the same, I like to let things slide.
Yeah,
I let a lot of things slide.
No, now, you don't claim me. You do.
No, you see the thing.
You do. There are things you are forgiven. That hey.
Yes, I've
claimed. I let a lot of things slide.
Like I let a lot of things slide, but it's not that one thing. Yeah, you could stab me, you could poison me, and I'm literally dying. You just say your papa not good, and that's where I would get angry.
I don't believe that being
passive aggressive is the way. Because you're just building, and one day you fit that person.
That's what I'm saying.
Honestly,
I feel like you'll explode in a very deadly way. Like when you explode, you feel bad. Like, oh, what I exploded for
was not worth it.
Like
you go nuclear.
I want to hear from you. You guys want to hear from Bill. You know, now you've been in relationships. Definitely.
Please, I have one question for Bill.
Yes.
So what caused the fight that led to the demise of, you know,
of which relationship?
Don't worry, he knows. Speak to us.
Wait, first.
Why are you pointing at me?
No. See, let me. Okay, on that note, on that one, you're asking about.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. It wasn't even a fight. Me, I'd already moved on.
Why are Nigerian?
Okay, but.
So she was in a relationship with herself.
Hey!
Anywho's.
She will listen to this podcast.
Me, I don't want to hear of the one where you did the vibes and go.
No. Yeah. Wait now.
Wait. No, I'll say one.
Okay. The one that paid me, I can't talk about that one.
No, please. Now. Please talk.
The ending was not good.
Don't talk about the ending. Talk about the halfway. Talk about
halfway. No. Hold on. That one, I think I'll say it after the podcast so you will understand why. But anywho's, the one that was okay, like, this didn't make sense. How, let me say, we fought like in a month, we can fight like once or twice. And it's just because, okay, maybe I say, okay, I don't want to go out this weekend, or I don't want to buy you this just for, exactly, just, you know, don't get too used to it. Anywho's, the last fight was, you are cheating on me. Madam, you see me 8 o'clock in the morning, from 8 o'clock to 7 o'clock in the night, I go and bath. Come back outside, you're still with me till 1 a.m. How am I cheating on you? And this was going on. This was like every time a fight happens, well, that's the end of the topic. So every time, the last straw, she said it was her roommate that told her. I said, your roommate, where did your roommate see me?
In the bathroom.
Do you understand?
That's the only free time.
So from there on, I was like, wait first. Do you actually love me? She was like, at this point, she's thinking about it. I said, you're thinking about it. Thing kill you there. Because at that point, I was actually angry. I was actually pissed off. Like, what the hell is this girl saying? Well, I had exams. I told her, you see, let me tell you, you have your own problems. When you are done fighting with yourself and getting angry with yourself, then come and talk to me. Okay, my exams finished. Now, part two for the fight. There was a whole phone call of insults.
Wow.
When I say insults, then there was now the whole episode of how, you know, I hate you, you are this, you are that, exactly. Like, you did this with my roommate, you did that with my other roommate. I was like, where did all this one happen? Because, you know.
Like, you don't have
exactly.
No, do you know what to pay me? Is it you actually had chance to do those things with the roommates and I've not
been? Let me tell you, that time, you see, let me tell you, I regret not taking that opportunity, because there was that time that her friend in the same class told me, look, forget this, your girlfriend. Let's go. by 3 a.m. She'll call me. Let's go and 3 a.m.
Let's go and migrimo.
Let's go and migrimo. Before that time, I had already switched off my phone because if I receive that phone call, I'll go. And this human being here told me, I just looked at all those things that if I had done all those things, I'll be very justified by this time. I'm like, yes, I cheated on you. You see those kind of things.
So basically, an insecurity. Because you are a happening guy. Babes wants you.
No. Nobody wants me right now.
I'll slap you. At that time, you were the happening kid.
Yes,
I
was hot shit.
And she was trying to mark her territory and she was getting confused. She was paranoid about her territory.
Yeah, actually, you're correct. That paranoia.
She was
paranoia.
A dater.
That
paranoia. So basically both of you were not ready. That's basically what it means.
Yeah. Yes, no.
But she was more already than you.
Sam, you have a piece to share.
This is the issue. This is for me. The issue, if there's no disagreement, it means that there were no concerns voiced. It's not that there's no disagreement. There's no way two human beings will be together and be around each other consistently for 6 months, 1 year. And there will not be disagreement. That is just foolishness.
It's foolishness, man. At that point.
Now, where maturity is supposed to come in is there's supposed to be rule exactly. There's supposed to be rules of engagement.
Yes.
You don't talk about parents. You don't insult. You don't break things. You don't. Some people is you don't yell. I know some people like that. You cannot yell at them. If you yell, it's like okay. Yelling is step one to
slap.
So they're like,
to slap. Come on, let me tell you a story.
In 2018, back then, the mightiest man in the galaxy was not the mightiest man, but he was mighty nonetheless.
I had a girlfriend.
It was at night. Went to buy food. She was gisting me. She left me in school to go and chill with her friends. And I was smoking with one of her friends. I was a guy. I told her, you left me in school to go and be chilling with your friend. Why are you not telling me? Zibi that he carried away there. You expect, I thought that if it's me, somebody will call me, you'll be squeezing face because, you know, something happened. Something happened with the person, but you'll be squeezing face that somebody's calling me. Look at you here, proudly telling me how you went out to go and chill. Like, I'm telling you because nothing happened. I'm like, still doesn't mean that I would like it.
So if something happened, you would have told me.
Nah, and plus, that is cap because, you know, even if something happened, you know, tell me. Because me, if I go out, do something.
Involved, so something happened.
Exactly. Something happened. But, you know, I just said, you know what, I never said my friend no accusation, and let me not fight unnecessarily. But that fight continued. We're walking from where we bought food, that's back of hostel.
Yes.
Walked all the way to her hostel. We just kept quarreling. And at the point, I stopped taking her seriously. So I started clowning her, making fun of her. I started talking like her, all this kind of thing.
Emotional damage.
Got so bad that this motherfucker had the nerve to threw her right hand and smacked me in my face. I was so angry. See, I was livid. See, like, I was like, oh, this bitch, you have the mind. Like, you know. But I was just looking at her like, you know what I can do? And she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I was like, no, you're not sorry. She held me. I said, don't touch me. This last, don't fucking touch me. I think I went to go and collect meds from her because I was sick. Threw the meds away and walked away. I begged. She kept on calling me Vic. I was just storming off. I was angry. You mean in my mind, I was like, hi, she's lucky she's a girl. I was just praying that I'll go to hostel. Somebody will vex me. I'll beat the person. I'll take out that frustration.
The best thing you did was to walk
away. Yeah, that's the best
part. And that's the one nice no motherfucker tried you.
Yeah, nobody tried me.
Alright, he just had to sleep.
Anybody that lays hands on anybody, irrespective of gender.
Ready for
collect
retaliation. But you see,
I tell my
girlfriend,
if you stand by,
yeah,
I don't beat you.
Look,
just come.
It's not the. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'm always ready. Like now, see.
I hope you all are here. That's the one now.
I'm just like, my mind is not the same.
Keep a pain for me. Keep a soul for me. Cause I'm alone to see.
that change. But that shit never happened. If I'm gonna kill me, then I'm scared.
I fight the world, I fight you, I fight myself, I fight God, just tell me how many burdens left. I fight pain and hurricanes, today I wept. I'm trying to fight back tears, flood on my doorsteps. Life is living hell, puddles of blood in the street. Shooters on top of the building, government aid ain't relief. Earthquake, the body drop, the ground breaks. The poor run with smoke lungs and scarface. Who need a hero? You need a hero, look in the mirror, there go your hero. Who on the front lines at ground zero? My heart don't skip a beat even when hard times bumps the needle. Mass destruction and mass corruption. The souls of suffering like men, clutching on deaf ears again. Rapture's coming, it's all prophecy. And if I gotta be sacrificed for the greater good, then that's what it gotta be.
Pray to me, take my pain for me, save my soul to me. Cause I'm alone, you see. If I'm gonna die for you, if I'm gonna kill for you, then I spill this blood for you.
Yes, the heat of more is how reckless they can be. And you need to know what is the level of your recklessness you, so you can know what you can try to do. Yes, and that is what I'm trying to learn about.
So, we've come to the end.